Okay, we're learning from Briti Shalom, from Rabbi Shalom Arush. Okay, this is yours, is it?
I don't know. Is it?
Yeah, where's mine? I left it here yesterday.
Didn't
have fun? Should I start learning anyways with this?
So use that one anyway.
Okay.
Let's see another one.
It's not here.
I don't know, I left it here on the table. You have to hide it because there's people looking for this. You know, people want this. So, Briti Shalom, yeah, from Rav Arush, page 114. Adam shelomet Torah b'li shmot. Okay, no one. Okay, first of all, I'm going to say something harsh now, and don't worry. Okay, Hashem loves us, regardless, and there's always hope for everything. There's always hope for everything, and even if things sound so weird here and so bad, like, don't forget that we connected Rabbeinu, and Rabbeinu is going to cause the sitra to throw up all the bad, all the good points that it swallowed. Say tikkun akhtali, the tshuva, it fixes everything. Okay, but just a position, know what happens when it doesn't guard his eyes. Afterwards we'll take care of the situation, but to begin with you should know that it's serious. Okay, a person who learns the Torah without guarding his eyes, everything goes to the other side. He learns Torah all day, goes outside, looks at a woman, he wants to look at the woman, he looks at her and he stares and he enjoys how she looks. He's giving power to the Sitra Acha, all his learning. That's why when I was learning a different yeshiva and I didn't know anything about guarding eyes, the Sitra Acha loved when I learned Torah. He gave me power every day to go and learn Torah while I was working for him. Afterwards I went to town to party every day or every few days. That was part of the agreement with the Sitra Acha. I said, you sit and learn, but at night you come to me and give me all the thing you learned. And I said, okay, great. That's what I did for a while. Until we came to the such a chesed, and we learned something a little bit about Dusha, that there's something like that. Something like Dusha. Someone, yeah? Zohar says, okay, that someone learns Torah without guarding the eyes. Not that he's not guarding the eyes, he's trying and he's davening, he's working on it. He doesn't want to guard, he doesn't care, he doesn't know. Stop. He's considered a Shed Yehudi. You know what a Shed Yehudi is? A Jewish demon. Shem Erachem.
What does that mean?
That means that he's not on the side of the holiness. וכן כותב בפירוש רבי יעקב אבוחצירא לסוכן. And so writes explicitly רבי יעקב אבוחצירא, אביר יעקב, רבא סאלי, his grandfather, is buried in Mitzrayim in דמנור. Today we can't go to the yard site. We used to go, not me, but a lot of people used to go every year. There's Kever.
Where is this Kever?
In Mitzrayim, in Egypt. But now it's kind of dangerous to go there. Rabba Sali's grandfather.
So that's what
Abba Sali, huh?
No, I listened something. There is a big rabbi buried in Mitzrayim.
Now he
has in Yamaha.
Yeah.
I listened to many Jews.
Yeah, now he can't go. No, unless you want to risk your life. It's kind of dangerous in Egypt. And now they're between. Not safe. He writes that there's no en shum erech lechol haTorah mitzvot im hayesod shel shmat David chaser. There's no, it's not worth. No, it's not worth all the Torah mitzvahs if the yesod, right, the foundation, the brit, right, shmirat habrit is lacking. But don't worry, if you're working on it, nothing goes to anywhere. We're working. But at least we should know that it's serious, is what we're talking about here. Musupar al Mori veRabbi Arava Tzadik Rabbi Daleib Zeh Leibovich Asar. Story about Rav Leibovich, Rav Arush's Rav. Shebechad hayamim nichnas l'Rav Yehudi shenirei mabat rishon tamid chacham yirei shamayim. One day, a Jew that looked yirei shamayim, tamid chacham, he looked like that. He walked into Rav Leibovich. He came the first time to the Rav. He sat next to him. Chika. He waited for the Rav Leibovich to turn to him, to talk to him. הרב לא רק שלא דיבר איתו ממש, but the rab not only didn't talk with him, אלא גם סובב את ראשו לכיוון אחר. He turned his head the other way. ולא הסכים בשום אופן להביא את הפניו של אותו יהודי. And he didn't agree to look towards that Jew. כך במשך דרכות ארוכות, for long minutes, he's not looking at that Jew. לאחר מכן קם היהודי ויצא. So the Jew saw that he's not looking at him. So he got up and left. And when he left, Rabbi Leibovich said out loud, said, "Oy vay, mistakel al anashim. Ay efshar yistakel alav, ein tochot kevaro. Oy vay, this Jew is looking at women. I can't look at him. He's outside and not like he's inside. He's outside, he shows like he's a tzaddik, and inside he's not. And he couldn't look at him because of that." כל המחלוקות, I just remind everyone that we learned in the beginning in that some of the things of the book here sound so hard, sound so this. And a lot of chizuk. And if someone's working on it, don't even pay attention to what we say. If someone's not working on it, you should hear very well what we're talking about. You should start working on this. Someone's working, you're working. So what? The tshuva, it's in the border of a little bit, mamash being oblivious to it. What could I do? I'm davening. I tried, I'll tell you a story about me this week. How everything has to do with prayer, tefillah. I want to get up early, I want to get up before night to do an hour of bodu. Because otherwise, my day is much better. Everyone knows. If someone does bodu in the morning before everything, at night, people are still sleeping, the best day, you'll have the best day, mamash, for sure, 100%. And I couldn't. I dive in for it, and again, sat for 7-8 hours. What's going on? I'm trying. I'm asking Hashem. I say Kriya Shema, and I ask Hashem before I go to sleep, and he doesn't do it, and I can't get up. So the other day, really, I dive in, and I went to sleep, and still I got up late. So I got up, I told my wife, Baruch Hashem, I accept the vizyonot. Hashem doesn't want my davening in the early morning. What can I do? Thank you, Hashem. And then I davened again the next day, and I slept only 4 or 5 hours, and I got up. So my wife, you see, nothing to do with how much you sleep. You daven, you accept Hashem what He brings on you, and Hashem what He wants, I'll wake you up. It's not the last time I had a better alarm or anything. Same alarm clock, same things. You see the power of tefillah, so same thing. So some things are easier, like getting up in the morning. But some things are hard, like guarding the eyes. But as long as you're working on it, you're asking Hashem for it, don't worry for anything. You're working. Hashem will not come and say, that day you didn't do. I didn't do. Why? You did an hour. You did. I had time and half an hour for it. You didn't do. I did. I did what I could do. I'm not responsible for results. I'm responsible of my efforts. You make efforts. That's what Hashem would say. Like Rav Arush gave a story here in this yeshiva. He said, Rav Ofer Erez, a few weeks ago, that there was a Jew that was, he passed away recently from drugs. It was an overdose, whatever it is. And he came to Rav Ofer Erez 40 times in a dream. Not a joke. And he tells him, Baruch Hashem, I'm with Rabbeinu in Gan Eden. So he asked him, How? We know who you were. He said, because I always wanted, I always tried. I fell many times. At the end, I fell completely. But I always tried, I always wanted. He says, the will is what they judge me for. So a person says, will means that he dies for it, and he asks Hashem for it. And he'll let Hashem do whatever he wants with me afterwards. But if a person doesn't work, his Torah mitzvah is not worth anything. Chaval that he's learning with him. Go to the field, don't learn. If you think you're going to sit and learn all day and go afterwards and look at women, don't go. Don't learn. Don't learn that day. Go do it. What do it instead? If you're doing it at least half an hour a day, and grinding your eyes, then come and learn. Don't care if I saw. I don't care anything anymore. If you don't work, what about boy? To work on it. Work on yourself. David, ask Hashem. Beg Hashem. Beg Hashem to make you work. Go ask Hashem for that. If a person's hard for him to work, ask Hashem for that. And don't worry, when one does tshuva and he says tikkun haklali and he gives tzedakah and he goes to Rabbeinu, So all the bad things that went away, the Sitra Acha is going to throw it up like Rabbeinu writes, and he's going to get it all back. So don't worry, everything can be taken care of. But start working, Habibi. Start working. Not to leave ourselves like that. We know, who knows how much we have left in this world. Whatever we have, we can spend the time to make most use out of it.
On that, remember what happened to Kalman Nachman.
Right, Kalman Nachman, a friend, sat here for 2 years. One day his heart was hurting, and the next day he was gone. 2 days, 3 days. I'm sure he didn't think. He had a birthday 2 weeks before, and he told me, "Oh, I have another 60 years." One doesn't know; doesn't go by age.
Well, didn't he also say that there was a parsha that he couldn't do, and then they learned it together, and then that's when he died?
I don't know.
No, that's what Rav Dror
said. I don't know. You tell me. I wasn't there.
Yeah.
There was what? Tell me.
More brachas.
It was a thing in brachas that he couldn't learn, and Hashem basically told me, come learn it. And then they're like, okay, so we'll all learn it together. And after they learned it, he died.
And you have to, many years ago, he tried to, with other rabbis in the state,
and he couldn't teach it.
And always comes something to him. He never finished it.
He finished the Gemara, right? You're right. He just finished it.
So now, this time, when he came, he said, oh, no, Pachot, I have not a good experience. Because many times I tried and he never finished.
Then, you know,
I said, this time
we're here. Right. Yeah, so he finished his tikkun. Rav Arush said, by the way, if you talk about Kalman Nachman, I'll just tell you, at Levaya I was there. And Rav Arush said, I don't know if everyone there understood, he said, I heard in my own ears, he said this. He reached his tikkun in the world. That's what he said about Kalman Nachman. He finished his tikkun in the world completely. He doesn't have to come back anymore. He said, by working for the yeshiva, he worked for the yeshiva. He did the attendance. So by working for the yeshiva, he helped Rabbeinu, so it was good. Yeah. We don't have his smile here, but all the learning, by the way, in this room is dedicated to his name. You know that. As far as the Shema. It says it in the beginning there.
Something about Shema is going to Uman with Rabbeinu.
Something like that. Not Levaya, I don't know. We didn't learn a lot of reading here today, but we learned a lot, Baruch Hashem. Let's read some stories now. Oh, so.